It's the 14th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. It has been a year since Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton took office. He described the first 12 months of his four-year term as a real rollercoaster ride. On his first day in office, Wootton made a decision to move forward with his plans in spite of the council's £5.5 million deficit. Mr. Wootton counts the 4 hours of free parking Bedford Town Centre and changes to the housing department among his successes. He has, however, faced controversies that include leasing issues with the Real Bedford FC, as well as the proposed cancellation of the Bedford River Festival. The former Conservative councillor for Wyboston Ward, who won by just 145 votes, said that Bedford was a can-do council. Luton Town Football Club manager Rob Edwards has described the last 18 months as the best of his life, despite the club facing imminent relegation from the Premier League. The Hatters were defeated by West Ham 3-1 last Saturday, but were offered applause by West Ham fans. Bedford's Peter Henrikson descended from the top and exterior of New York City Empire State Building in America using a rope to raise money for the Outward Bound charity. Outward Bound takes people out of their comfort zone and pushes them to accomplish actions they never believed possible. He completed the 900-foot descent, accompanied by his brother Dean and Oscar-winning actor Jared Leto, raising almost £2.5 million. Mr. Henrikson described the experience as a truly mind-blowing. Jenny from Shefford, who has learning disabilities, described her visit to Buckingham Palace to meet and speak to Princess Anne as the best day ever. The Princess Royal is a supporter of her HFT charity-run residential home. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.